The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
My town of Vancouver gets high marks for a lot of things, but catching a ride isn't one of them. It's a hot topic for our provincial and civic governments, who are promising everything from 300 more cabs to a ride-hailing app run by the taxi cartel to letting in Uber and Lyft. No Uber, you say? Nope. Not anytime soon, anyway. Personally, I have issues with jumping into a car with someone who's not bonded, licensed, accountable to a recognizable and respectable company, which trains its drivers according to a code of accepted practices and customer service. I mean, the only thing different between that and sticking out your thumb is the fare that you have to pay. I guess it goes back to when we were kids and mom told us never to take a ride with strangers. But vlogger Road Guy Rob put the shoe on the other foot and decided to give driving for Lyft a try for a day. And seeing if that side of the ride-hailing experience was any better. Recently, he posted his experience and his account was far from a joyride. Dude starts by picking up fares which begin to cascade, each taking him further and further away from home for longer and longer trips, averaging about $7 per fare. The further out you end up, the more you lose points for taking too long to pick up your next customer. At the end of an exhausting and frustrating day of driving, he plugged his expenses and revenues into a spreadsheet, which told him the following. Lyft paid him $91 for the day before taxes, and there are plenty of taxes to deduct. Those long trips chewed through a lot of gas, which severely chewed into his profits. Factor in eating on the run, parking fees, and simple wear and tear, and at the end of the day, it all left poor Road Guy Rob with a bottom line calculation of 42 cents per hour earned. For that, you get to pick up strangers who treat your wheels like a rental. One woman was eating in his car, and while a guy reeking of alcohol left Rob's ride smelling like a distillery. Natch cabbies have put up with these kinds of indignities and worse for, well, forever. But they certainly bring home more than 42 cents per hour. Bob concedes he may just have had a bad day, but with the costs of trying to scrape together a living in Vancouver, Uber and Lyft drivers would be broke by lunch and taking the bus home. I'm Cal Coat. Haiti's revolt in August of 1791 created the only Western nation run by its enslaved peoples. Ram are back with a new album of rock, tradition, and voodoo called August 1791. This is Négresse Katye Morin, another debut just for you from World Beat Canada.
Négresse Katye Morin, Négresse Katye Morin.
remixed by one of the godfathers of world beat, Transglobal Underground's Dubula. That was Syriana and Black Zill. Before that, Ram, a brand new album from Haiti, and Negresse Katia Morin, or the Black Girl of Morin, and How She Can Dance. This is Camaro 67 from right here in Vancouver, still burning with Voyager 2 on World Beat Canada.
This is Camaro 67, and we're driving the beat home on World Beat Canada. We'll be right back.
your own backyard.
Beat, check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
August 4th and 5th, celebrate Japanese-Canadian arts and culture at the 42nd Annual Powell Street Festival in Vancouver at Oppenheimer Park. Yes, the festival season is just getting into a slow but continuous burn now. Honk BC is an outdoor music festival taking place in Vancouver from August 10th to 12th. Honk BC represents a tradition of brass bands and drum lines coming together to build momentum for social change and bring people from all over together. It's been going gangbusters in the States. It comes to Canada now for the first time, courtesy of the Carnival Band. Keep listening for more details about Honk BC. Klezmer Fest with Octopus from Montreal and Debaucherantes from Seattle. That's happening August 11th at the Wise Hall. Caravan World Rhythms presents a festive evening of klezmer-infused music, and you'll be whisked away on a vibrant journey following the trail of the klezmorum across Europe. And a Vancouver favorite, don't miss soul rocker Michael Franti and Spearhead on their Stay Human tour with special guests Ahi and Hairi. That's August 16th at the Commodore Ballroom. Franti's upcoming album, Stay Human 2, provides the soundtrack for his upcoming documentary, which tells the stories of heroic everyday people who have helped him to discover more deeply what it means to be and stay human. Karakata Afrobeat Band are releasing a tune a month until they have a full album out for our enjoyment. They're a Vancouver-based Afrobeat band, and from that forthcoming release, it's Alakitajan. That's straight ahead on World Beat Canada. I'm glad you could be here. I'm Cal Coat.
I like it. me. I'm being my lama to the whole.
Thank you.
Double Nomads, who have come together on Six Degrees Records for a self-titled album, that is The Turbans and Zowie. Before that, Karakata Band and Alakitajan. Time for your Touch of the Familiar. It is an Aretha Franklin hit from 1967, which gets boogalooed big time New York City style by Spanglish Fly on their new album. Here is Chain of Fools from World Beat Canada. Great melting pot that is New York City. The Latin, Jewish, and Puerto Rican neighbors all brought their music together and came up with a style called Boogaloo. Way back when, it's been revitalized by Spanglish Fly, and they're giving the treatment to Aretha Franklin's Chain of Fools. Anita Aesola is an American Indian singer and pianist who gives her own thoughts on the country of her origin and the traditions of her people on Beyond Our Dreams with a song called America. That's straight ahead on World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Coat.
Some came here searching, some came here in chains. No matter what we all knew, we would never be the same. We all were hoping for a better way to live. We are America. With subway stations and tractor trailers and highways with eight lanes, we wear jobs and cowboy hats but live on the same lane. We speak every language known to man but we're saying the same thing. We are
possibilities, and only one radio program to give voice to them all. Expand your horizons. Your movement. listening to the sound of a better world. World Beat Canada.
Bonobo, that is DJ Simon Green's project. He put on one spectacular show at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre in Vancouver for the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival just last month. We Could Forever is the name of that track. Anita Aesola from a brand new album, which is called Beyond Our Dreams and an ode to her America. This is Zaki Ibrahim. She's from the Big Smoke in T.O. She spent 4 years using analog production techniques to create a sci-fi soul classic and a potential Polaris Prize winner. It's called The Secret Life of Planets. This is Dangerous from World Beat Canada.
'Cause you like, 'cause you like, 'cause you like water and the salts beneath my skin. Attempted to replicate it, often spliced with other things. Only the maker can make it. For the fortunate to live, we should have lived much more. Love till we heart sore. Now you can hear a pin drop. Justify the thought that leave me naked. I'll be a fool with you, blissful escape pod. Or we could just dance. Or we could just.
We'll keep things Canadian with Vancouver punk legend Art Bergman, who, believe it or not, performed to a thrilled crowd at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. From the Apostate, we'll live it up straight ahead, along with other Flotsam and Jetsam and some Bombino in the mix as well. This is World Beat Canada. So glad you could join us. I'm Cal Coat.
Yeah.
Sounds from Small Island, Big Song. That's Ben Hakalitz-Selau from Baku Island and Ali Sike. We'll treat you to some new Bombino from Daran on the way out. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Check out Celt and a Twist. Start at the homepage. It's worldbeatcanada.com. Our last word goes to J.R.R. Tolkien, who said, if more of us valued food and cheer and song above hoarded gold, it would be a merrier world.